The group behind State Question 832 is called Raise the Wage Oklahoma, and Amber England is their spokesperson.
What State Question 832 does is increase the minimum wage gradually until it reaches $15 an hour. Once it reaches $15 an hour by 2029, it would then any future increases would be tied to inflation. The reason why this is so important is that we haven't raised the minimum wage in Oklahoma since 2009.
She tells me the impact of the measure, if passed, would touch a lot of lives.
What we know is there's about 320,000 Oklahomans that would actually be directly or indirectly impacted by this law. And those are people that are working in our care economy, essential workers like healthcare workers, education support professionals, child care employees.
I told her about the story we related earlier this week of a man who works full time yet sleeps in his car at night. His story, not as uncommon as one might think.
You've hit on an important point. I also think it's why you're seeing the state chamber just push back so hard, because they know this is just a common sense issue. And if it gets on the ballot, it's going to pass. Minimum wage has not lost on the ballot in the last 25 times it's been there.
Lawmakers, England points out, have been less than enthusiastic about taking on this issue.
I heard one of their executives say, well, they're trying to short circuit the legislature. Absolutely. The legislature's had over 15 years to take this matter up, and they won't. And so the people are taking it into their own hands. And that's exactly what our Constitution gives us the right to do, to go around lawmakers and politicians who don't have the courage to do what it takes to help real Oklahomans.
There are actually several bills currently under consideration that would limit Oklahomans' access to the initiative process.
We've been able to save our rural hospitals. We've been able to deliver criminal justice reform. Term limits came from a vote of the people. Limiting the size of government all came from vote of the people. We're really, really diligent as Oklahomans about how we use this process and what we vote in favor of and what we don't. And politicians simply don't trust voters. That's what they're saying right now, is they're up there trying to make it harder to use the initiative petition process.
I have reached out to the state chamber. They emailed me a statement which reads in part, "We asked the Oklahoma Supreme Court on Monday to clarify the scope and impact of its decision on the constitutionality of State Question 832 because the court's ruling did not provide an explanation for its conclusions. I'm also scheduled to speak with the state chamber next week." Meanwhile, England says their argument doesn't hold water. It's just a delaying tactic. And she stresses that when this measure does reach the ballot, she believes it will pass.
We are going to continue to work on behalf of these folks that need an increase in their paychecks. And anyone who wants to say that Oklahoma voters shouldn't decide this issue is simply out of touch.
Russell Mills, 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's News and Talk.